you've been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Aw, I love the little laughter there. Good morning and good afternoon, good everybody. Hello. We are here for our grand finale of Access to Angels and Grace, and I can feel the energy already swirling around here. Noemi, welcome. Thank you for being here with me.
Oh, well, thank you for 3.5 years of really just deepening and uplifting and heart opening. So I'm grateful for the time that we have spent together doing this work.
I was listening to the intro extra deeply today with with the sacred stability and tools, and maybe perhaps, you know, all of our listeners, one of you are tuning in today particularly and thinking, wow, I'm really going through something deep and heavy, and this is where I would love some sacred stability. So I am really happy to share the title of today's show, which is A New Cycle Is Calling You. What will you bring with you? And when Noemi and I were discussing this and preparing for today's show, it really was, there are so many gifts that are there, and we see them sometimes, sometimes we don't. And we might not consciously think about, like, okay, I'm going to choose that. That's what I'm packing in my backpack. This is what I'm bringing with me, because it's so valuable and so helpful. And that word sacred stability, which has been one of my treasures, I really found
you came up with that one.
It was like a gem.
You had to convince me about that one.
Yes, I did.
Sacred stability.
I appreciate you being open to that one, Noemi.
And, yes, it was important to you.
Yes, and thank you for honoring that. And I think that's what we're wanting to share with all of you today during today's show is what's important to you. A new cycle is calling you, so what will you bring? What has been so important? And I know that, you know, in our show description, we share some of the possible things, like what will you bring to this new unfolding in your life? Will it be the things you do on autopilot because they're easy, you know, they're effortless, or the gifts that you've received because you are so in appreciation, or the lessons you have learned along the way, even though they might be tough, or will you consciously choose something brand new? And I feel like today's show is going to perhaps offer that newness.
Yeah, there's so much newness, and yet to honor the closing, the completion of what we've had here. So sometimes we're ready to jump into the new, and not honoring, not just like, okay, I'm done with this, I'm moving on to the next thing. But there's savoring, appreciating, honoring what has been, is so important, and that elevates our vibration as we walk into the new. And sometimes you don't know what the new is. I know that the divine is going to open other channels for me to share these messages. I don't know what it is, but I am excited, eagerly anticipating, have no idea, but I'm open. And so, and also appreciating what has been.
Love that. Actually, you know what? I had to write that down. And something that elevates our vibration as we walk into the new. Because if you can imagine walking into the new and being maybe nervous or scared or not sure, or maybe haven't honored the completion, you would be walking into it with lacking something. And so if we elevate that vibration as we walk into the new, there's this, I have so many goodies. Look in my bag. What have I brought? And you're like jumping in and being able to share like this. Like, what's in your purse?
Like Mary Poppins.
Oh,
she had the bag.
That's funny.
Things kept coming out of that.
Oh, that's true. Yes. And well, that's a good image. I love that. Thank you. Because if we don't, we could walk into it very nervous or not feeling confident. So this is where the sacred stability comes in. And I love the message, you know, that beautiful, the ultimate channeling, the ultimate message that you were able to receive and have the conversation with the divine prior to the show to bring to everybody. And I invite you to share that with us right now. We are looking forward to it.
Okay. Yes. So last time I said it was the penultimate, which I just love that word, and it's not used frequently in the English language. No. But then I figured if that was the penultimate, this must be the ultimate. So, yes. But the ultimate is yet to come as we are unfolding the show. So let me just grab a swig of water.
And thank you for sharing a new word. We often need new vocabulary, something to expand, something to imagine and play with.
Well, and I learned it from Spanish, where they don't go around saying the next to the last. They say el penúltimo.
Último. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how to choose your best future. So if you are tuning in for the first time here on our final show, a couple of things. I will explain what this pre-channel message is, but also to let you know that hopefully there will still be a archive on the YouTube for the Om Times Radio of all our good shows. If not, we will find a way to get that to you if you are interested. So you can contact me, Noemi Grace, through Facebook or my email, noemigraceauthor@gmail.com. So, that being said, before our show, I sit down with the divine and I channel through writing, and I say, what is it that you want to say to us as we are, as we're getting ready for the show? And this is the show, this is the title, this is the subject. What do you want to say? And this is what was said. And I'm hearing some feedback.
Oh, I don't hear it.
You're not hearing it? Okay.
No, we're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about you? Can you shut down your speaker? Perfect. Okay. Lovely. So this is how to choose your best future. Be here now. This is how you align to the opportunities coming your way that are close but have not yet manifested. In this here now state, you practice presence, embracing more of your uniquely beautiful essence. Here is where the future meets the present. Hold your deepest desires dearly, close to your heart, and be here now as you do your loving nurturance of your desires through holding them in your heart allows them to grow and become present to manifest over time. The new is calling to you now, but you can only hear it in presence. By being fully here, you open the door to more of you, to the expansion of you into more you, expressed through the coming closer and the coming into fruition of those desires that most match who you are, whether they're relational, spiritual, or career desires, or even health, well-being, or financial abundance and prosperity on every level. All that truly resonates with the core of who you are is desiring to be manifest. And none of you were meant to suffer, yet suffering has become endemic, even a pandemic on your world. Rise above the suffering through self-love and self-nurturance and feeding those dreams which make your heart sing. What are you feeding on a daily basis? Is it your deepest soul-aligned desires, or is it your frustrations, disappointments, or something more aligned with that? Align with the divine and with the truth of who you are as a divinely seeded human being. Be alive. You were meant to be fully alive in your life, yet your aliveness has seeped out of you through your suffering and frustrations. Be here now. This is a practice well worth cultivating. And with this practice, you can transform your whole life as your aliveness and presence call into manifestation the best and highest dreams for you, and even things that you don't dare to dream because they seem too big. Be here now in this present moment, where all the sowing and germinating of the seeds of your dreams take place, where you can be more fully alive than you have ever been. And in aliveness is the growth and opening you need to fuel the expansion of the new you. You expanded and stepping into more of what is fully you. Focus on the here and now. Bring your focus here first. Then bring in your desires and dreams and allow them to be nurtured by your presence and your eager anticipation and expectation of them. And as you come more fully present, you step out of problem and solution mode and you invite the greatest solutions to all your challenges and deepest openings to more you and to more of what aligns with the deepest part of you and the deepest knowing of you. And you bring into fruition your deepest alignment, those things that absolutely fill you with joy and delight. Let joy be your barometer as you begin to move in new directions. Go in the direction of joy. Joy is an indicator that you are becoming more you, as joy is your natural state of being. Joy resonates with your deepest alignment. The future that is calling you is your deepest alignment of you. The deepest, truest part of you, which is seeking more expression. And as you open and step more into that future, which is unfolding in your life, seek the joy. Seek whatever, what brings you joy. When you experience the deeper joy, it is the result of you aligning more deeply with who you truly are and stepping out in the world as more you. Joy lights the way and shows you the best path that is most fully aligned with you. Know that the future is calling to you, and the highest and best future is a manifestation of all of who you are and everything you desire that aligns with this. And we are always here to be your guides, bringing into you into more you and more joy than you have ever known. Be the joy that you are, and as you become more you, you become more joy. And this is how you choose what is most fully aligned with you. Choose what brings you the deepest joy. And if what you choose does not bring you joy, be willing to realign and make a different choice so you don't create a future where you feel stuck, frustrated, or stagnant. Be willing to choose you. And from you, the deepest part of you, the best decisions come when you are fluid and flexible and aligned with all of who you are. Your willingness to seek this and choose this will transform your whole life as you grow more fully into you, like a plant flowering, blossoming, and blooming and sharing its beauty and fragrance with the world. This is the journey your soul has longed for, and we are grateful for this opportunity to manifest this with you. In gratitude and love, we are complete yet ever expanding. Namaste.
I love hearing these messages a few times because different things show up for me as I'm listening. And one of the most beautiful parts is, as Noemi pre-channels and channels, I do use my heart with its ears and hear that deeper question on people's hearts. And Noemi, what I really heard, it just like echoed so loudly was, more you. More you. And I kept thinking, why is that so loud to me? And what I'm hearing is that people asking, like, well, what do you mean? What is more me? What is more of you? Where do I find it? And when the word joy came up, is some of us we're not afraid of joy, but we don't know how to recognize it or don't believe that it belongs to us or that we can access it. And so I know I'm diving in a little bit of a different format. More you aligned with joy. How do we get there when we might not even recognize it, align with it, see it, and we're afraid of it?
It's a great question. You know, for me, for so long, joy was this fleeting thing, and so was peace. You know, like I could experience deep joy or deep peace, and then I didn't know how it got there. Somehow I stumbled into it, and. You know, with divine connection or really deep conversation. And then I just couldn't, it's like I couldn't recreate it. It was like this fluke, you know, somehow I got to joy. And, you know, it really has been for me such a realization that if I'm not feeling the joy, then I'm too busy working. I'm too busy trying to do the work of being divine, do the work of communicating with the divine, of communing with the divine. The communion is gone. The communication is there, but the communion is gone. And and so, yeah. And so it really is that discovering what does bring you joy and then seeking it. How do we step into what will create more joy for us? You know, so it could still be hard work, but there's joy. If it's hard work and it's suffering, it's frustrating. You know, you can have joy in a frustrating situation because sometimes you might just laugh because it's so ludicrous or, you know, over the effort. Top, like so many things going wrong at once, you know, laughing, the person like who has a flat tire laughing at the side of the road, that kind of a thing. But this question of how, what was it? Can you restate
the more
your question?
I have to highlight what you said there. The conversation is there, but the communion is gone. So when we are reaching, digging for more you, I love that. I love that. Like people might be thinking, well, what do you mean more me, more you? Like, where is it? Mm-hmm. And I love that because the conversation can be had like, okay, where's more me? But the communion, that's such a beautiful word, a very sacred word. The communion to more you, that's where there's a disconnect perhaps. And I would love that guidance on the communion with you, the more you.
The communion, the joy. Yeah. I'm just putting down these communion, the joy. I just like to write these questions down. They stimulate my memory because I don't always remember everything that comes through. I remember lots of it, but some
goodies.
Some of it I can't remember. Some goodies, yes, indeed. So I'm just going to grab a swig of water. And if it's your first time, and I will get silent, greet the divine, and turn it over to them. Hi, hello, divine. So grateful that you're here. Love your presence and the communion. And so this question of what's the process? What do we do to find more us? And commune with us and with you and really experience that joy. And we are grateful for this question. It is a deeper question because many of you don't know who you are. You think you are someone who you are not. You think you are someone somewhat damaged, somewhat limited, somewhat full of wounds and all kinds of inconsistencies and needs and hurts and so many things, even though you may have had glimpses or maybe broad views of your gifts and your talents because you are all so uniquely gifted and talented. And you may have had some views of that and you may have stepped into that, but then stepped out and not knowing how, as Noemi Grace said, how you got there and how you got out. And so firstly, you have to recognize in finding more of you, you have to discover who you are. You have to get the glimpse of who you truly are because so many of you are living life at the surface compared to the depths of you. We're not saying that you're shallow people. We're saying that there is depths and you are like with your boat floating at the surface of you. And we are encouraging you to take a deep dive into you. And you do that by peeling the layers away, the layers of all that is not you, that you've accumulated, that you've carried with you through life, that you have said, this is me. This is me, these scabs, these scars, these wonderful qualities too, but this whole conglomeration of stuff. And so much of that stuff is things that you carry, the hurts, the wounds, that you have experienced, the things that have occurred in your life that have caused suffering. You carry that and you label it as part of you. This is part of me. That is part of me. And it is not part of you. It is part of your life experience. It is part of that cloak that you carry and you wear every day, because you don't know that you don't have to carry all of that and you don't have to wear all of that, because who you are deep down inside is such a brilliant, bright light. And so it will warm you up so much, will warm your heart, will warm your soul, that you don't need that cloak. And yet, right now, the safety for you is with that cloak. And so we say it is not even one cloak. It is like many layers of garments that you are wearing on a summer day. Start to peel those layers away. And so sit in meditation. Sit in the stillness. If you can't do it, ask for our help, because you can do it. You have not learned how. There are so many things that you can all do that you have not learned how. Before you ever got on a two-wheeled bicycle, you couldn't do it. But you could. You just hadn't learned how. And so if you've ever skied down the mountain, you didn't know how, but then you found that you could, because you can. You are so capable. You are capable of so much more than you have given yourself credit for, so much more than you have ever discovered. And so be willing. Number one, it's always that willingness. The willingness and the awareness, they go hand in hand. The awareness that, okay, there's more to me than I have discovered. Taking on that awareness, even if you don't fully believe it, and then the willingness to discover that. And sitting in meditation, you receive us, you receive yourself as well. Because in meditation, as you practice, as you learn, and you silence the mind, which is not you, you go deeper, deeper and deeper, and you can get into that stillness. And that still place is where you truly live. That deepest part of you lives. And so if you are a jumbled mass or a jumbled mess of things, recognize there's deeper you. Desire it. Desire. So not just aware and willing, but also desirous. Desire to discover. Oh, there's more to me. I want to know, because what I don't know is more wonderful than what I do know. Desire that and ask for our help. And we will reveal you to you. We will unveil you. And once you have had an unveiling, even for a brief glimpse, remember that. Call it forth. As you sit, you go into meditation. I want to be with the real me, the true me, the full me, the depths of me. And as you do, as you agree and you desire that and you open to that and you call it into fruition, you call it into being, and we will help you bring it into being, and you will discover something so amazing, and that will bring you into joy. The joy comes through the discovery of you, and through embracing of you, and through being of you. And as you are being you more fully, more joy is an inevitable outcome, because you are, joy is your natural state of being. Take a baby that's healthy and fed and dry and loved, and joy is the natural state of being. That's what you come into life with. And so many of you have lost it. So many of you have lost parts of that. But joy is your natural state. It is here for you. It is always here. And it is available through you discovering you and you discovering your deep connection to us. And with so much more to say, but we will leave you with this. It is, you are all so much more. And be willing. And we, if you are willing, we always meet the willing heart more than halfway. We love you so much. Great love. We are complete. Namaste.
I love that. The joy is through the knowing of the discovery of you. The joy is through the discovery of you. So we discover ourselves.
The discovery and knowing comes. Of you, yeah.
And knowing, yes, Audrey, the knowing. Yes, discovery and knowing. Because we discover, we're like, oh, look under that rock. Wow, look at that. And then you suddenly know it. It's like, I recognize it. I align with it. It feels good. Mm-hmm. It's that there the joy starts to emanate from it.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciated that, because for so long, I had a psychic reading once, and from somebody that, well, she's no longer in the physical, but when the first words out of her mouth are, you have no idea who you are. You're so much greater than who you are. And the second sentence was, and there is no joy in your life. I was just like, I didn't know myself, so there was no joy. I was just like, I just realized, made that connection. Like, she got it, because I had no idea who I was. This was before I started channeling, and, you know, I had no idea. I was on a spiritual path. I was doing work, but I had no idea who I was. And then there was no joy in my life. It was work.
Yes, and I love that you said that you were on a spiritual path, because I was thinking of this, of the definition of spirituality over the weekend, and it is solely the relationship with you, the knowing of you. It is spirituality is that deep connection and realization and knowing of the self. And so if you mm-hmm. didn't know yourself, how could you know joy, true joy? You know, that's exactly. Beautiful that you just shared that.
Yeah. It came to me, you know, as I was channeling, I remembered that, you know, and then, so sometimes it's kind of hard to contain. Sometimes like a memory will show up and it's like, okay, that's why I don't always remember. Cause sometimes there's a memory that I'm going with that, but it's coming out of my mouth and you know, there's that trust with the divine. Yes. And so, but yeah. And so I didn't make that connection until this today of why there was no joy in my life, because I had no idea who I was.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love that. And you just helped me to have a few discoveries of some things as well. So I so appreciate that. I know we're going to slip off to commercials, but I do want to leave with people the desire to discover. When you hold the desire to discover you, mm-hmm. who you are on your pathway to joy. So we'll come back mm-hmm. after the commercial break to mm-hmm. access Angels and Grace.
Pathway to joy.
Mm-hmm. Pathway to joy.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, well, that was a beautiful commercial break. I was able to just tune in and deepen there, Noemi, and I think we're onto something really big here, actually, when we titled this, you know, what will you bring with you? There's a calling. Maybe the calling is something beautiful and magical, and you're like, yes. Or maybe it's like, oh, you've got some circumstances that have shown up that are calling you to a place in your life you may not have expected. And what will you bring with you? And I thought, wow, what if we were to bring with us the desire to know ourselves? What if we were to bring with ourselves, you know, the desire to have joy? What if those were the things we were packing in the luggage, you know, as we go on this trip to the new calling? And so I was
bringing more you. Bringing more. What are you going to bring with you? That's really right? That's all you need. You don't even need the luggage. It's like,
yes,
you want to get rid of the baggage. You know, the stuff that, you know, they talked about, all the things that we say that are us, that are, this is a part of me, that are things that we're dragging through life, like all those,
yes,
layers of clothing, you know, layers of cloaking. They use the word cloak. I thought that was interesting. So, you know, all these things that we're carrying and we're wearing, and we're wearing those and thinking that these are us, but they're simply things that we have attached to.
Yes.
Because we didn't know how not to.
And so, ooh, you just inspired a really fabulous, deep question. Oh my gosh, Noemi. So, I'm doing a really switcheroo here. This is fun. So, if we were to take, oh, this is going to be good. Oh, you're going to like this, Noemi. You're going to love channeling this one. Okay, so what if we actually switch it and say, what are we not bringing with us along this calling? Mm, what are we letting go of? Oh, because
like
we
that.
Know we're bringing just us. We're bringing more of us. We're bringing more you. So what are we not bringing? I would love to hear the divine speak on this. What are we not bringing?
Yeah. Okay. What?
I'm writing this down too.
not bringing.
What is that baggage that we're like, no, that's too expensive. I'm not paying for that to come along with me. Sorry. Nope. You're going to charge me for that. That's going to be suffering. The fee is
right.
Suffering to bring this along. Oh, no, I refuse
right.
that.
Take your carry-on bag.
Yes.
Bring the carry-on bag, not the big, huge thing that you're going to have to pay $100 to check in.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. What is the $100 bag that you are saying no to that I will not carry this on with me? Yes. Or pack it away. I'll stow away. Oh, this is fun.
All right. Yes. Just grab that swig of water again.
Oh, this might be the best advice or guidance that we receive, because a lot of us go, well, what should I bring? What should I not bring? What do I really need? So everybody, please tune in with your deepest of hearts and hear as Noemi Grace channels for us this beautiful question of what shall we not bring on the calling that we are so feeling with our hearts and following.
I just love that introduction to the question and that request of the listeners to tune in with your deepest heart. I mean, that depth, the deepest place you can access right now. And we know that there's way more deep than what we can access, but getting to that deepest place that we can access now and listening from there. Because we will hear differently when the heart listens, and the heart hears differently than the mind. And so important to access that deepest place. So, yummy, yummy question. And Divine, we are so looking forward to hearing your answer to this question. And we too consider this a yummy question. We too love this question because it is an open heart that can look around and say, oh, do I have to bring all of this? Do I have to drag everything I've been dragging through my life? Do I have to be present with all of this? And does this take me out of presence? Does this take me away from the present moment, away from myself? Presence, when we say presence, we mean you being fully present in the here and now as best as you can in your unique, true essence, in that deepest part of you. And so what are you carrying that is taking you away from you, that is taking you out of you, that is taking you out of the depths of you and into the surface of your life, where you look around and you see the problems and you see the things that have no solutions yet, or you see solutions that seem to be lacking, or you see that you have made some choices that didn't pan out the way you wanted to, etc., etc., etc. And then stopping yourself, coming still, coming present. Do I need to carry this? Look at everything with eyes of love and compassion. And when you look at what you're carrying, don't judge yourself for this. I'm carrying this. I'm not good enough. I'm judging myself. No, we say, recognize that you've been carrying the I'm not good enough with you, because somewhere along the line, someone who was not connected to their deepest, truest self said something or did something that caused you to feel not good enough. And so that has been something that's been concluded and you've carried that. So not good enough, out the window, out the door, don't need that anymore. And when it shows up, bring eyes of compassion to it and see what is the need that is being called forth there. What do you need so that you can step out of that? What do you need now to fill you, to help you to see how that you are more than good enough? What do you need? Connection to us, connection to your truest self. Always those will help. You may need to read, you may decide that for you, you will read a spiritual book that you know connects you to your heart. You may decide to meditate. You may decide to go in nature and be still. And so notice what you're carrying. Start to notice what you're carrying. Notice the things you're saying. Notice the conclusions, the foregone conclusions, the assumptions, the things. Why does this always happen to me? The patterns. Notice all of those things and know that's something you're carrying that is not your uniquely beautiful you self. It is something that you have accumulated through your life journey and maybe through lives of journeys. And you have accumulated these things that you are carrying with you that are not you. And until you recognize they're not you, you struggle to carry them. It's like a big, heavy backpacking backpack that you are carrying on this steep trail full of rocks and roots, and you are carrying this and trying to get over the top of the mountain. And if you could release it and let it go and see, looking in that backpack, what do I need to bring with me? Oh, there's a big rock. Why am I carrying a rock? I don't need this rock. And ask for help. If sometimes you can't release it so easily. Sometimes you've been carrying this since childhood, since so long that you don't know how to release it, but you can see that something doesn't serve you. Does it serve the deepest, highest, truest you? Does it serve self-love? If it doesn't serve self-love, it doesn't serve you. And if it doesn't serve you, then ask for help from us, from anyone who can help, and be willing to let it go. Sometimes you can find comfort in those many things in that backpack because they've been with you a long time. And who would you be without that rock? Well, you can't discover it until you let go of that rock and recognize that you are so much greater than you plus the rock. What's deep inside of you is much greater than you plus that rock, that boulder. Let it go. Be willing to let it go. Recognize that anything that does not bring you into self-love, anything that doesn't feed self-love, is something that is detracting from you. And therefore, something that you do not need to become fully you, you don't need it, and it is a hindrance to you becoming fully you. And so it is that willingness that we are asking you, that desire. And of course, ask for our help, because there is so much more to you. You don't have room for all those things in the backpack, because you are bigger than the you that's carrying that backpack. You are so much bigger, and we delight in helping you discover this. So much more to say, and yet such great gratitude. We are complete. Namaste.
Oh, I love that. You don't have room in that backpack. There's just not enough room.
Because you're too big. You're too big.
Yes, you have so much. You have so much. And that deciding, that making that decision, and if I love, if it doesn't serve self-love, it doesn't
yes.
serve you. Do not pack it. That's a very
yes.
neat way of distinguishing, to say, okay, should I bring this or not? Well, wait, let's just see. Well, does it serve self-love? No, it hurts. It feels yucky. It's uncomfortable. Well, then that one doesn't get packed. That one's not coming with you.
Yes.
I love the checklist of how to choose whether to do or not. If it doesn't serve self-love, it doesn't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then don't forget about the joy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's a completion as well. Like, it maybe doesn't serve you, but maybe it doesn't serve you because it's not yucky. Maybe it's just completed. You're like, I've completed that. I don't need to hang on to this. This feels good. I've got the essence, you know, intertwined with my soul, and it feels like I'm carrying it with me, but it doesn't take up any space.
Yes, yes. So, like this radio show.
Yes. Right?
We will carry this experience that we've had for 3.5 years together with us wherever we go. And it's not that we need to throw it out, but it is recognizing that, yes, we don't have to hang on to it. We don't have to be clinging to it. And you know, I don't have to be going, I used to have a radio show.
Right.
Well, you know, it's this gets incorporated and integrated into who we are because so many gifts have come through this.
Yes, and that brings a very important other message or question, perhaps either, is that when we think of a backpack, maybe it's because we still need that. It's not complete. There's still work to be done. It's still serving us in mm-hmm. a way that we need it. But the other stuff that just becomes a part of us, we don't need to pack it. It is with us. It's part of us. But the things that we are mm-hmm. bringing and packing, they are still things that perhaps we're sorting through, that that are there to, like tools, like they're more like
yes,
tools, not hindrances.
And maybe things that we haven't yet integrated. Like I had just placed
yes.
an order with Amazon this morning, and there was Pema Chodron's book of about when things fall apart or something like that. So that I haven't integrated, I haven't read. So it's going in my backpack
right.
because I'm going to read it.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. The Amazon cart. And you know, it's funny. I just put the book Breathe in my Amazon cart as well. That's so funny.
Because
mm-hmm. we have not yet. We're excited.
Integrated it.
We're
yeah. So it's not like you're going to go on this hike and you don't bring the backpack. No water, no nothing, no sustenance. Right? But
yes.
but it is those things that we're going to, when we assimilate them, when we integrate them, they do become part of us. And in
yes.
there, and
what
probably
us?
In the bottom of the backpack, because it's been a long time, of those rocks that we've been carrying, you know, weighing us down. The rocks of shame.
So. I do love the word nourish us. So when we're thinking about that question of if it doesn't serve self-love, like, does it nourish us? But, or is it, ask ourselves, like, do I feel shame when I
yeah.
look into my bag? What have I packed? Do I really want to bring that with me? And that's such a beautiful question. And I know that there was something that you were inspired to do, to share with us. You had mentioned just prior to the show, as we are wrapping up our final Access to Angels and Grace. And it's been a beautiful, loving, supportive, helpful, you know, 3.5 years of just, beautiful shows. And I know that, Noemi, you shared that perhaps that a message was coming through for you to deliver, to all of
yes,
us and our
yes,
listeners.
Yes, yes, yeah. I just want to make one comment to what you just said, and then yes.
Yeah.
So I had done the shame workshop at one point, and right at the beginning, it was a woman's workshop, at the beginning, as you introduced yourself and came welcome, you were given this big, it was a rock, but you couldn't tell. It was all wrapped up. And you had to carry it on your body, on your being, for the entire 3 days. And at the end, we found out that they were really crystals. They were beautiful. But it felt so, and they were all like not polished crystals, you know, so they had all these bumps, and mine was extremely bumpy. And it was just, and it was big.
Wow.
It was really big. And I, you know, we had to give them back. Didn't get to take that crystal home. But it was, I was carrying this thing, and it was, and you had to sleep with it and shower with it. And I was just like, what do you mean I have to shower? No, you didn't have to shower with it.
My memory was wrong,
but you did have to sleep with it. You were allowed to take it off of the shower, but you had to sleep with it. And so it was that shame. And then it turned out to be beautiful in the end. So there was a beauty there that was born out of the thing that caused shame. So, but
I love that story, Noemi. Oh my gosh, I've never heard that.
Yes, shame workshop. Yes, indeed. Yeah, the divine said that they would like to leave space for something that they want to say about
beautiful.
The experience or whatever. I'm not sure because I just said, okay.
So
I'm just going to grab that swig of water, and it's going to be my third channel message for the day. Woohoo!
We are We are accepting the access to literally angels and grace.
Very excited to hear what this is going to come through. And we are excited too, and we are honoring. We are honored in this experience. We have been honored. We live in present moment awareness, so we sometimes use the present tense for past, present, future. But we are honored and have been honored in this communing. And this communication also has the communion of this opportunity that you have called us into. And we are grateful for you, Noemi Grace, and you, Lisa Berry, for offering this to the listeners, for offering this to the world. And we are grateful to Om Times for offering this, for being willing to be the vehicle through which this message has been come through. And this is not the end of the message. This is not the end of messages. There are many, 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 many more messages that we have to gift through Noemi Grace. And we want you to know that we will open avenues, that we have opened the door that we are, that is now being closed through Lisa and Noemi, where they have chosen to close the door, and we are opening other doors for both to step through, to become more fully themselves, and to share us more fully with others. And so we are grateful, so grateful for this opportunity. And we have so much more to say. Just as the depths of you is so much greater than you can imagine, the depths of us is beyond words. And the depths of our understanding and love and compassion and grace are beyond anything that you can put to words. But the experience is always available, and there is deeper available. And so we have been honored and continue to be honored in this communication, in this communion, and we want to let you know that we will not be silent. There will be other opportunities in other ways to share, and we encourage you to look for them and to seek them and to contact even Noemi Grace and ask her when and where and how. But this is all opening up. We are also taking Noemi Grace into a deep journey, into doing some deep, as she would call it, deep work, but we call it deep releasing. Some deep releasing of things that are in that backpack that she no longer needs. And we are going to be doing this deep releasing with her to bring her into deeper her, deeper Noemi, and deeper and greater more of her. And we are also doing work with Lisa that she is not yet aware that is coming. And it will bring her and open her up and shine her brilliantly beautiful light out into the world much more. And so we are grateful for these two souls and these two beings who have come forward in this way. And we are grateful for all of you for participating in this journey with us. We have been expanded through this experience, and we know it has expanded many of you. And we are grateful, always grateful for willing hearts. And we will continue, and there will be much more opportunity. And we are so blessed in you, in this time with you, as you have been blessed through this time as well. We love you. We appreciate you. We are here complete in this offering, in this transmission, and yet eagerly awaiting the next. Namaste.
That was absolutely beautiful. I completely resonate with that. And I have to say thank you, Noemi, because you just shared a gift with me that you didn't even know I was asking for. And yeah. I want to share with everybody here, I have actually been searching, deeply searching, for a replacement word for the word work, inner work, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I, oh my gosh, when you said inner releasing.
Releasing?
Yes. I so resonated with it. That was like, oh, my little ears had sparkles, little shiny stars go through them, because I thought, yes. That is what it is. It's not work. It's releasing. It's an invitation where you want to go to release, not to do work. I wouldn't want to go like, hey, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do a workshop. Yeah. Let's do a
releasing shop. You know, instead of a workshop, like a
yes. Beautiful, exactly. Because then I think, oh, yes, because guess what? We are doing the exact reverse, the opposite of what our beautiful title was, which is what I felt was we're not bringing, we are bringing the gifts with us, absolutely. But we are releasing that doesn't serve us. We are releasing what is not self-love. We are releasing, it's not work, mm-hmm. it's love. It's encompassing, it's embracing, it's gathering, it's the complete. Yes, we're releasing what doesn't serve us. We're embracing what we want to bring with us for the calling that we are hearing.
Yes, yes.
Feeling.
That is beautiful. And I don't know if your volume is low or what, but I realize I'm turning my volume up, so I don't know what they're doing with the recording. But that piece about the inner releasing was, and then they mentioned the backpack, and I know there's stuff at the bottom of the backpack, you know, sort of like, you know, it's almost, I envision it as sort of like that bag that, okay, every time you're going to leave, you put on top the things you want, you know, okay, I'm going to take some extra water and some food, but the stuff on the bottom that you haven't looked at in years, and it's there.
Yes.
Time to release. And so.
I know we have a moment of time to be able to, for me to share this quick story. It's interesting. Many of you who have been listening to us for at least a year or two will remember this, but my little Lucy had gone missing a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and I went out to the forest looking, and it was, you know, 12-hour, you know, look, and I packed my knapsack. I had her harness, a leash, some cat food, some water for myself, you know, a knife should I need to cut her down from something, you know, just some tools that were there, and I hadn't looked in that bag for quite some time, and I, you know, she's passed now, and I thought, oh, geez, I better look through this bag to see what was in there, and I was brought to a moment of reflection, of joy, to say I cared about this. What this was filled with love and preparation for how a mama would take care of their one they love, and now I didn't need it, and it's not that it was so valuable and it didn't lose any value, but it was no longer needed. It was complete. It was time to remove those items and get ready for the next journey, the next thing, the next calling, the next moment that was ready to arise. So it was just that was so timely that happened just literally like a few days ago. The bottom of the bag, as you say, Noemi.
Yes, exactly.
What is in the bottom of the bag?
And not dreading that, because it's not dreading, oh, what am I going to find at the bottom? It's releasing, so it's going to be a whole lot lighter walking through the world without, walking through your life without that thing that's at the bottom of the bag that you haven't looked at in years, you haven't used in years, but it's there.
Yes, and it creates a lot more space, and we need that space right now, because there's so much opening and expansion, and to be able to say, oh, I have room now to put this new thing, this thing that I need to carry with me, this self-loving, this serving, this protection, this whichever it is, perhaps a boundary or all of those loving, serving things. And I know that within the years that we've done the show, it's access to angels and grace. So what are the angels and grace that you'd like to pack and just carry with you to be able to ask that question, to go for help, to have the solitude and safety and guidance and support that you need on the next journey, the next excitement.
Big sigh. Such a beautiful journey. I'm so grateful that you trusted your intuition that time when you interviewed me for my book, which I have been reading again. This is part of, I've been going more deeply, and I've been reading that again, and it's the Intimate Dialogue with God, the Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. And I read something, just a couple sentences this morning that I wanted to share.
Oh,
be open and willing to experience what lies outside the boundaries of what you think is possible. The closing of every chapter creates the potential for opening a storehouse of energy, a vortex of creativity, and opportunities you could not have seen beforehand.
Oh, wow.
Isn't
what
that
a closing
beautiful
line. My gosh, Noemi. Oh, you were guided to that one for sure.
was. Yes. Well, I'm reading this because I, you know, I'm doing the deeper work and becoming yes. more of the message, because they've always told me I need to become the message of divine love is self-love. And so yeah, creating that space to do that.
So beautiful. Everybody, I encourage you to pick up a copy of Noemi's book, and you can do so by going to noemigrace.com. Right. That's
the Amazon.
It's or Amazon.
Noemi Grace. N-O-E-M-I. And you all know how to spell Grace. And yeah.
Absolutely. So. Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, honor, an adventurous journey with you, Noemi, and Om Times. We absolutely yes. appreciate and thank you for your full support and always being there for us technically and audience-wise yes, and yes. helping us spread the message. We've just so appreciated and enjoyed our time. And thank you,
yes,
everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, to Om Times, I'm grateful because you never heard my name before Lisa said, oh, I want to do a show with this Noemi Grace person. And they're like, I'm sure you had never heard of my name. And you were yet willing, you know, once you had testimonials, you were willing to hear. And to include. So thank you to all of you, and thank you to the listeners. We love you.
Thank you, Noemi. Thank you for the divine.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for our gorgeous music. We shall enjoy your replays.
We will be missing this music. Okay.
Yes. Enjoy the replays, yes. Everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Okay. Bye, Noemi.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.